What I want you to know is be realistic. If you are deciding to go to the next level.
Have you ever wondered what successful people have that you don't? What are they doing that you might not be doing? How are they so fit, toned, and healthy while you're not? You might be working super hard, but others are getting the promotions at work. Their side hustles are making them more money, but yours is just not taking off. You ever wondered what you might be missing? Hi, my name is Mo Gaez, a kid who grew up in a village in Pakistan, and when he was 13 years old, finishing 8th grade, his family immigrated to the US. With only knowing two words of English, he was thrown into a new world, new society, and a new education system. So how did that kid go from that to becoming an all-A student, graduating high school with honors, to graduating college with an engineering and biology degree as a scholar? To working in corporate America for 3 years in healthcare consulting, to living in high-rise apartments in San Diego and Miami. His side hustle, training with the Titans, where he's a certified health and fitness coach, and now transformed the lives of over 900 plus clients in the last 6.5 years. Now his free content is read and watched by over 2 million people on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and his Facebook. Essentially, I'm a kid who's obsessed with winning and sharing the lessons with you because growing up, I wish I had someone like me to help me out, to give me the systems, the tips, the tricks to get an edge, to win, to make myself and my family proud. You see, I was always willing to work hard, but I was missing the systems. On the Healthy Systems podcast, you will learn one main idea, system, from each episode that you can use in your life, whether that is financial, relationships, fitness, and wellness. You see, my belief is that you feel more fulfilled when all three of those areas are checked. So if you're a millennial with a side hustle or currently working at a corporate job, you're hyper ambitious, then this podcast is for you. Because the more systematic your life is, the more you can win and not waste time. So join me on your journey to building a life of healthy systems for yourself.
Hey, welcome to Healthy Systems Podcast. Today, I'm your host, Coach Mo, and today the topic is something that's very pertinent and something that's been on top of mind. It's partly theoretical, but it's also very practical to every area of your life. So today's Healthy System, I'll start off with the quote. I actually made a post on Facebook about it, and it kind of went semi-viral, so I wanted to expand on that. And the post was, most people underestimate the distance between maintaining where you're at and growing to the next level. Most people underestimate that. What do I mean? Well, maintaining where you're at, you have already built the routines and habits to maintain. And if you keep doing that, you'll just maintain where you're at, right? And a lot of the time people think, oh, I can just double my income. I can go from, you know, having a lean stomach to having six-pack abs if I just do a little bit more. So the point of that post was most people underestimate how much work and energy it will take to go to the next level. So what they do is they underestimate it. They're like, yeah, it's not going to be that much, right? I already have flat stomach. I can just get abs, right? They underestimate it. They try a little bit harder, do not get the results that they were aiming for. They end up being disappointed and quit because they were underestimating the effort and the energy it was going to take. So if you're a Healthy Systems podcast listener, I want you to actually let that sit in. Maintaining where you're at it'll just be the same as what you're doing right now. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll likely maintain. But the worst part is we know from nature that things are either dying or they're growing. There's no maintenance mode in nature. So the worry there is that if we change nothing, you tend to think that you're just going to maintain, but most of the time you actually go down, right? It happens in business. It happens in relationships, right? If you don't invest in your relationship and just kind of do the same things you were doing 2 years ago, chances are the quality of your relationship might actually go down, right? Both of you might start getting bored. So these things are important. So instead of underestimating the distance between where you're at and where you're trying to go or the next level, I would say overestimate it and be like, okay, it's going to take more energy and it's going to be more work, right? But the best part is think of it like a ladder. So if maintaining is standing on the ladder, like where you're at halfway through the ladder, and you're just standing there, that's maintenance, right? But if you want to go to the top of the ladder, now what I want you to do is don't get overwhelmed by this. As you climb one step, what's going to happen is you can take a little break and just get used to that next step. then you take another step and then get used to that. It's not always like a sprint. What tends to happen is life does give you breaks. Sometimes they're unintentional, but life does give you breaks. And that's why I'm a big fan of, hey, try to go to the next level. Even if you take one step, what tends to happen is you'll be a little uncomfortable, right? But then you'll get used to that. And then go to the next level, and then you'll get a little uncomfortable, but then you'll get used to that. So at every level, you'll just get used to a little bit more discomfort, but then that becomes your baseline and it just feels normal to you, right? I look at my life and over the years, right? Like I've been creating content for 7+ years now. So I have the ability to look back on my content from 2015, 2016. And I was like, I remember what I was doing that day, what my life was like back then, what kind of job I was doing or what kind of work, what kind of books I was reading. And the best part is when I look back at that, I was like, man, I thought that was really hard back then. But looking back now, like the current Mo could do that. Like it doesn't even feel hard. It was like easy. Right. But back then it was hard. So like at every level, you should get to a point where you look back at the past you and be like, oh, that was easy. So now tying it back into the actual system for the day, which is most people underestimate the distance between where they're at and maintaining to the next level. They think it should just be like so quick and easy and not require energy or effort. But what I want you to know is be realistic. If you are deciding to go to the next level, it's going to take more effort. So don't underestimate how much effort it'll take. Don't underestimate how much energy it'll take because it will take that much energy, right? As a fitness coach for the last many, many years, and after having trained so many clients and my own personal transformation, what I've noticed is, you know, there's a level, like most of us fitness trainers, most of us fitness, you know, competitors even, a lot of us don't walk around, unless you're on steroids, a lot of us don't walk around being shredded six-pack abs all year round. We do not, right? But almost all of us stay pretty lean all year round. You know, we have flat stomachs, we look decent. But what I know, and from what I've seen, when I was younger, I used to be like, yeah, like give me a month and I can get my abs back. And that was underestimating the distance because a lot of the time it took longer than a month and it took a lot more work than I thought. So at the end of the day, if you're somebody that, you know, has flat stomach and you think abs are just around the corner, I would say like, think twice because I don't want you to quit because you're closer than you think you are, but you're also further away than you think you are. And I know that's a contradiction, but it's true. You might be closer, but you also might be further away. But if you do the work, you'll get there. So at the end of the day, when it comes to like health, your abs, for example, is such a great example because most people can visualize it, right? There's a distance between having a flat stomach to getting so lean that you start seeing your abdominal muscles. There's a good amount of effort and energy and work and time required for that. Same thing with finances. If you made six figures last year and this year you want to hit 250,000 or something like that, that's not only do you have to maintain the 100,000 first, but you also have to do more work, more effort, do things differently to get to 250, right? Most people underestimate that. And I don't want you to be one of them, right? Same thing with your relationship. If you're currently in a good marriage or in a good relationship, but you want it to be extraordinary, don't underestimate how much work it'll take, right? It might mean double the date nights. It might mean, you know, you start doing things you've never done before, right? So the moral of this, the theme of this podcast is please don't underestimate the distance between maintaining where you're at and going to the next level, because most of the time it'll take longer and it'll be harder than you think it will be. But I hope this works. The reason I keep bringing messages like this forward is not to discourage you, but more so to keep this realistic, because when you set goals and you actually achieve them, your self-confidence, your self-esteem, no one can take that away from you, versus just living in this world of, you know, I don't even know the word, but mostly so like, I don't want you to live in this idealistic world that's not even real, and your confidence is not even real, and your self-esteem isn't even based on evidence. It's more just theory. I would rather you expect things to be hard, do them regardless, and do your best at them. And I promise you, you'll sleep better at night. And also, you'll just have so much more self-esteem and self-confidence because you have evidence that you keep doing things that take you to the next level. So hope this helps. I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Systems Podcast. I really appreciate you for tuning in today. Now, here are two ways I can help you for free. One, you can join our free Facebook community by just going to this link, bit.ly/Titan Facebook group. Just type that into your browser and then answer two questions, and then we'll let you into our Facebook community where you'll meet other people, as well as we have a lot of free resources in terms of meal plans, workouts, all kinds of stuff in there. Second way I can help you for free is if you follow me on Instagram at Mo Gaius, M-O-E, G as in George, H as in horse, I as in India, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Follow me there and then shoot me a message with the word healthy systems, and then I'll be sure to send you a free gift. Other than that, keep listening in, and I really appreciate you.